The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Monday night, Saints Block Party podcast. Niners, Saints, recap, reaction episode. I was at the game, preseason game week two yesterday. But before we get into any of that, don't even want to talk about football right now. I don't want to talk about football. I want to bring attention. I want to bring focus to a Saints Block Party podcast community member by the name of Jordan. Our guy, Jordan Carlson, shared in our Discord that him, his wife, Kimberly, their little son, not daughter. Somebody, Jordan, apologize. This was on Thursday. I want to say, yeah, it was on Thursday. No, Friday. What are days? Yeah, Friday. 4-year-old son, they had just found out last week that was diagnosed with leukemia. Just as a person, as a parent, as a anyone who has a heart, obviously our thoughts and prayers and just everything that we could do as people and as a community went out to Jordan and his wife and his family and his son. And so we did start a GoFundMe, set the goal at $1,000. Happy to report and say that that goal has already been eclipsed. As of right now, we're at $1,540. So it's just a small, very small token. But when we might get emotional talking about, when we talk about this community, when we talk about, you know, what we do, like this is beyond like the Saints, and we'll get to the Saints. We'll talk about the Saints. We'll get the jokes off as we always do. But like, this is like the real shit of why we do what we do. We have an extremely, extremely special group of people, all creeds, diversity, sex, all of it, just all mixed together. And sometimes there's disagreements, and sometimes there's little scuffles in terms of maybe not seeing things eye to eye. But when we come together, we're a special community. And I think that's something that Ryan and I are very proud of. And so I'm actually going to copy and paste the link and drop it in the live stream right now. So hopefully if you have not donated and you can donate, even if it's a dollar, anything that you can, because we want to help out essentially like our extended family. Cause that's what, if you are a Saints Block Party podcast community member, you are extended family. And so all our thoughts, all our prayers going out to Jordan, Kimberly, and his family in this time. And we just hope for the best, and we, you know, give me all the well wishes.
Absolutely, man. I'm rooting for him. He's been kind of keeping us updated here and there with the whole process, which, you know, he doesn't have to do at all. But he's really showed appreciation for what we, you know, was able to put together for him. And look, it's just a small little help, man, because, you know, I don't have kids, but, you know, I can only imagine, you know, what dealing with something like that. Like, it's such a, life is so cruel sometimes, but, you know, on the flip side, you know, there is hope. So we're hoping things are going to turn out for the best. And so we're hoping that that little small gesture that we were able to put together just to help them get there, get to their goal, and his son will come out healthy and, you know, fully ready to go, you know, when all the treatment and all that is over. So we root for you. We are rooting for you.
Rooting for you. Tremendously, tremendously. So, if you're, so we have what, 24 concurrent viewers on right now. I put the link. It is pinned at the top of, pinned at the top of the chat on YouTube, for the live chat. So if you can donate, please donate. Again, like I said, we already got past the goal of $1,000, but we want to try to do as much as we can, like truly. So that's all, thoughts are to you and your family, Jordan, and we pulling for y'all. Saints played football yesterday, Ryan.
They did.
I was there. I want to focus on the good, because I want to focus on the good. Shout out to our dude Mitch. Mitch in the chat. Look at Mitch.
Mitch been broke, baby.
The season calling him like Golem, bro, like Gollum, my precious. Saints played football yesterday. There, we can talk about the bad. I do want to start with the good. 95-yard drive. Well, even before I get into the drive, like I think that's part. They were part of the drive. Is that I was there. I was focused on the offensive line, especially Trevor Penning. Landon Young was at left tackle because Fuag with the back tightness. Offensive line, and I get it, man. It wasn't Nick Bosa out there. At this point, I don't even care because we saw how they looked against the Cardinals, and they looked okay. and that's a plus. And not only were they looking okay, them looking okay, plus a combination of Clint Kubiak doing some scheming in the run game, led them on a 95-yard drive for a touchdown, third offensive drive for the first team offense. It was good to see. It was good to see and well needed after those first two drives from the offense.
Yeah, man. I think one of the players called it a monkey, get the monkey off their back drive. Like, they needed it, bro. Like, you could tell all of them was like, man, we got to put some positive tape out there because they started the game. First snap was, I think, was a false start by Foster Moreau. And it was like, we was all on the zone. We like, oh, here we go. And, you know, basically two drives that stalled out really quickly. And then, backed up to their own end zone. It was like, ooh, it's going to be rough. It was like, I saw that. I was like, ooh, Derek Carr backed up his own end zone. And I said, oh, Lord. And then the first play was a drop back pass. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I'm watching Penning. Penning held up. You know, Clint Kubiak gave him a little chip. Gave him a little chip, a little help on the side. Penning held up. And, you know, but Derek Carr, you know, threw a nice little short pass out there. And they just got the drive rolling. You know, it was a long 95-yard drive. A lot of death by a thousand cuts type offense. They ran the ball, a lot of mixing up. I went back and watched the drive earlier today. Easily the most diverse run game I've seen from a Saints offensive line in years. Just that one drive. I was like, God damn, it reminded me of like the Bills game. What, that 2017, the Bills game? Not saying the running was that good. I'm just saying just the diversity of how they ran, you know. Different directions, going this way, going that way, moving the offensive line, guards pulling, tackles pulling. You got Taysom Hill as a lead blocker going this way, going that way. Taysom Hill taking direct snaps. I was like, all right. I mean, Jamal Williams averaged 6.4 yards a carry, Adam. Jamal Williams.
Nigga, I was there, and it did not look like that.
It did not. Oh. When I looked at it like today, I was like, what? 6.4? Where? How? But that just speaks to the well-schemed blocking. You know what I'm saying? Just the well-schemed blocking and execution. Because I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear nothing about, they're going against, the 49ers. Mm-hmm. And you got to execute. It don't matter. I don't care who you're going to. You got to execute. And if you go back and watch, it was hat on the hat when they were blocking. It's my guy against your guy. You know what I'm saying? And they executed it. And that's all I wanted to see. It's all I wanted to see is, can you go out and execute the run game? Because once you execute the run game, what Clint is trying to do is make life a little easier for our intelligence handicapped quarterback. So bro, all he got to do is do one or two things and keep it moving.
I don't know why I thought you were about to say make Carr great again.
No.
Listen, the exciting thing and disappointing and bittersweet thing I think that I took from the scheming, the open lanes, all that is on the good side, when you get a healthy AK in a scheme like that, you think, oh, ooh, there could be something there. Like there could be something there. The other part of it is you just like, man, if Kendre Miller was healthy, like if he was healthy, and that, like, I legit forgot he was on the team last night, bro. Until like someone said his, like, tweeted his name or something. I was like, oh yeah, Kendre Miller, he exists. Like he
you know what he looked like, bro.
Not he handsome.
He still have dreads.
I don't know.
He might have a bald head.
Man was looking like the Predator. But it's to your point, and I texted this to you yesterday, and it came to me after kind of watching the game in person, thinking about it, is the Saints are going to have to win games. If you go back to last season when Sean Payton had Russell Wilson in Denver, he had to manage the hell out of Russell Wilson to win those games. It was ball control, running the ball, taking opportunistic play action shots. Obviously, you can't, you know, taking shots, throwing when you have to confuse the defense a little bit and not kind of get them off a rhythm, and just hoping that the defense can be strong and stout. And Sean Payton got to 8-9 last year, and I saw Russell Wilson play against, I think it was the Bills in preseason. I'm a little confused why he's like, he looks awful, Ryan, like awful. And it's like, damn, Sean got this Russell Wilson to eight wins. That is how the Saints are going to have to win games this season. It's not going to be a fun offense. It's not going to be a high. We talk about on the podcast all the time, right? We want it to be fun, right? The fun's going to come from the defense. The fun's going to come from the defense and the front line. Chase Young, Brian Breece, Big Creep. Like, that's where the fun's going to come from. Offensively, but they're going to have to do this thing where if they can hold opponents to 17 to 23 points, they'll have a shot. And that's a
right.
There's a way to win that way, but man, it's a hard way to win like that in 2024. But I just keep thinking, AK in this offense with those lanes open and this scheme can really start cooking.
Yeah. Once you get AK involved, Juwan Johnson, I heard he might be ready to go week one. That's what I heard. Hey, what's the word? What can he do in his offense? We'll see. Might be back. Taysom Hill. Like, I don't think they threw a pass to Taysom Hill yesterday, so there's still, like, that involvement. And you still got young guys. It's still, like, a wait and see what wide receiver is going to look like. Because we know it's going to be Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, once he gets healthy. We got a Bub Means signing yesterday. He caught, like, a nice little pass on the fourth and five. Looks smooth, you know. Quimmy St. Brown out there. Cedric Wilson got some play.
You could have just kept it out there, bro. He just out there.
A.T. Perry was kind of up and down. He made like a nice play here and there. Kind of made a goofball play here and there. So it's still just like, I don't know. But the defense, bro, trying to stick to the positive. The defense, man, like, even as beat up as they are in the secondary, like, that NASCAR package they rolled out there, I think it was 3rd and 9. It's 3rd and 9, so you had Big Creep, Brian Breece, Cam Jordan, and Chase Young. And that thing worked, bro. That thing worked, boy. That thing worked. Chase Young Look, man, he's looking good. Week to week, he's looking good. He looks like one of the steals of the offseason, man. Like to get him looking like a steal, bro.
Gail better get that brooch out. Get that brooch in
Tell
that
him.
checkbook out. We by mid-season, they should be knock on wood, he don't get hurt. You could just I my it is obvious. By mid-season,
Bro.
he should be extended without question. Like, do not let it
Exactly.
get please, because he
Look at
was
that.
causing havoc. He was causing havoc. Brian Bresee had a lot of interior pressures. If you like, I
Yeah.
was there. And Brock Purdy, he did not look good. And I get it. He was out there. There wasn't obviously any of the 49ers skilled weapons first team out
No.
there, but it didn't matter
It didn't
because
matter.
he was just thrown off his spot, was just disrupted, did not have anything in those first, in those what, three drives that he had. Like, they didn't get any points. Like, that is what this team is going to have to hang its hat on, as it has in the past, is the defense. And we're just talking about the front four. You add in Willie Gay, you add in DeMario Davis, maybe a resurgent Pete Warner, and hopefully you have a healthy secondary. It's a nice defense, man. It's a nice, good, talented defense.
And they're gonna need it. Like they're gonna need it. The defense will have to put it on their back week to week. And hopefully the offense is good enough to at least be complimentary. That's why, the focus I'm focusing on the run game so much because it's so important that they stay ahead of schedule, ahead of the downs, not get backed up to where it's 3rd and 9, 3rd and 12 and all that. We want to be ahead of down. I want, 1st and 5, less 3rd downs, the better. Less times Derek Carr got to get, drop back the pass and read the, read, go through progression reads and all that. We don't want that. We don't want that. And not
Just
only that,
read. Just
yeah.
read.
And not only that, I don't
Guy
know if
can
Penning's,
rest.
I don't know if Penning's going to be the starter, but it's looked like it. Look, Penning, I watched most of the snaps he played, and it was much better than last week. It was
It
much better than
was.
last week. Wasn't perfect. He still got beat inside. He even talked about it. He talked about it. He was beating himself up about it. Got beat on the inside on one play. They helped him a lot with the scheme. They helped him a lot with chips. A lot of it, a lot, it wasn't a lot of him just one-on-one, him versus mano a mano trying to block somebody. It was a lot of movement involved, moving the pocket
Right.
and stuff like that. And that's what they're going to have to do if they're going to live life with Trevor Penning. You know what I'm saying? They're just going to have to be creative and help him. It's a hard way to live, but honestly, it's like coaches going to have to earn their money, bro. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have to earn their money. So it's going to be interesting, but it was at least positive to see
It was.
because it was dark. It was the darkest it ever looked the week last week, bro. Like, it was
Bruh.
like, this dude can't touch the field.
Can't
Can't
start,
touch it.
bruh.
Okay. And we'll see. I mean, this is not like it's resolved because this was
No.
just, I think he played what, 20 snaps maybe out of 20 pass plays, I think. So it's not resolved, but it's like, okay, at least we saw some progression.
We did. It's we'll check in with that week one going against Jadeveon Clowney, right?
Ooh.
It's just a thing that every defensive end when the Saints
Oh.
are on this go, they just they just
Come on,
they
man.
just
Veteran defensive man, come on, man. They
off.
like, come on, bro.
Barbecue chicken alert. Mark asked a good question regarding the offense, how we talked about it. He said, what are they going to do against the defense that forces Carr to pass, though?
That's a good question, because that's going to be the tactic eventually. You know what I'm saying?
Shut down the
If
run.
shut the run game down, and look, I mean, honestly, it's kind of what Kyle Shanahan's been through with the 49ers. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's been the key to them? Just forcing them into a drop back pass game. You know what I'm saying? Forcing them into a drop back pass game. Get rid of that play action stuff that they like to do. And force the quarterback to have to sit back and read. And, they've been able to kind of overcome those things recently, but that was a big question going in. That's going to be like the huge question for this team. Like, it's why it's going to be pertinent for the defense to start fast, start early. Like, all this stuff, like past couple of years where the defense allows, you know, most of the scoring that the Saints defense has allowed has happened like in the first half.
Yes.
And then they come out the second half and lock it down. But by that time, it's all screwed up. Like, you're not playing complementary offense and defense right now. You know what I'm saying? So we need the defense to come out and be stout early so the offense can stay on schedule, have the full playbook, you know, the full arsenal out there, and then just play that nice complementary football, special teams, play a little ball control, and you got a chance to win. It's got a chance to win. But the booty cheeks going to be tight. Booty cheeks going to be tight. Just prepare, y'all. Be tight now.
Shout out to our dude, Justin, $2 super chat. He said, Chase Young getting 15 sacks, calling it now.
15?
Ooh,
15. Damn.
Has a Saint DE ever had? I don't think Cam Jordan had 15. I'm trying to say 15.
Someone
hoping for over 10. That's all, yeah. I said, over 10.
Someone made like a great analogy, but I missed it. Dante said Breece next to Chase in that NASCAR Patrick was electric. Yes. I know that they drafted Fuaga this season or this in the draft, but could you imagine they had drafted Byron Murphy the second instead, bruh?
Oh
yeah, Chase Young, Byron Murphy, Brian Breece, and Big Breece. My God. Basically, someone said, oh man, it was a great analogy. It was basically saying that Derek Carr and, oh, here it is, Middle C, one of our YouTube members, Pinning and Carr are the same type of player. The less they got to think, the better they are. Absolutely.
Big facts.
Absolutely. Big facts. Tommy says, first time getting to watch you guys on the live stream. Appreciate what y'all created. Thank you, Tommy. Much love.
Appreciated.
Hey, it's Alex from Louisiana, but watching from Corpus Christi, Texas. Love the pod. Thank you, Alex.
Shout out Corpus Christi.
Jay Sean, Carr got to learn how to stop holding on to the ball for a long time. 10 plus years in the game. Now be better. Not gonna happen.
He is, bro. Well, he is, bro. Inaccurate passes, man. It's like,
we still with the good.
Put that.
Can we get enough? Can we have an orgy, bruh? Pause.
Listen, orgy time, baby. Yeah,
give it to me.
Got some linebackers, boy.
Thank you. If there's a team in the NFL who is needing a linebacker, maybe to spot start, maybe to be like, you know, backup, the Saints got 5, maybe 6 linebackers. Think about that, Ryan. The Saints have 5 or 6 linebackers that can play, to some degree can play football.
I mean, they had DeMarco Jackson starting at Mike. Yep. You know, yesterday, and he looked good. You know what I'm saying? He looked good. OG looked good. Willie Gay just in the backfield. You know, that dude's dynamic. And look, that's without DeMario and Pete Werner. So, and Jalen Ford, I mean, is he going to make the team? Jalen Ford? I don't know, man.
It's a interesting question. Also, still don't understand why Pete Werner got that contract extension with all these linebackers. But that's neither here nor there.
I think. They're thinking this is DeMario last year.
Yes.
Pete Werner at Mike. Because what you would have had was Pete Werner and Willie Gay free agents come the end of the year. And they'd have been, you know, scrambling or whatever. So they got Pete. $7.5 million a year. I didn't see the point of, like, who you competing with right now.
I don't know, bro. But this team historically has been built back to front, and we still, you know, Cam Jordan, but this is even without the addition of Justin Simmons, one of the more complete Saint defenses we've ever seen.
Yeah. No question.
Now the question mark kind of get into that bad a little bit. I have no idea who's going to start opposite of Turan, bro, because it is dark. I don't know who that other safety is. Jordan Howden, Abram,
Will Harris. I really don't know, bro. It's just guys out there. Just a lot of guys. I don't know. I don't know how to.
Are we talking about the safeties? We talking about the orgy? does Anthony Orgy make the team? Yes or no?
I think so. Like from what I've read, he's stood out in camp, like really all through camp. All through camp. It's not like he just popped on the scene. He stood out week to week. He was on the team last year.
Yeah.
He was on the team last year. I think he makes the squad, man. Like, I think he definitely makes it. You know, he's good against the run. You know, he's not like a great coverage guy, but, you know, he can spot drop on third down and make the tackle, third and eight or whatever. You know, he's all over the field, solid tackler. I have him as a lock, personally. I have him as a lock making the team.
Cam W in the chat said, someone called Daniel Sorensen. Please get my white knight back.
Bring our albino knight back.
Need it. Still with the good. Still
PJ
with the good.
Williams, whatever. PJ, stop saying up. Stop. Somebody.
Rico Payton.
Who?
Payton.
Don't that sound like a porn name? Rico Payton.
Oh, Payton. hey. If you don't, you got to roll the R when you say it, though. I was told a couple of weeks ago that I'm not going to even say it. All I'll say is that if Rico Payton was cut, I think there would be a lot of interest with other teams wanting to claim him if the Saints were to cut him. And after what he's done in the first two preseason games, at this point, I don't know how they could cut him with the amount of injuries that always happens at corners for the Saints as of right now. And I tweeted this earlier today or maybe yesterday, I don't know, but I said Rico Payton is this year's version of Isaac Yiadom, where player you've never heard of just comes out and just is playing good cornerback snaps where you're just like, who the hell is this guy? Go.
I tweeted, bro, like that dude would have been starting like 2015, 16 Saints defense. We'd be like, ooh, they got to pay him. How are we going to afford this guy? Thirsty for cornerback, bro.
Rico Payton or Sterling Moore? I don't know. Don't know, bro. Justin, thank you. Appreciate another $2 super chat says, Saints need to holler at Michael Hyde. He a free agent. Please, somebody, bro. I don't know. Somebody. Demon Time Slimes that Ken Crawley and Rico Payton would have locked shit down in 2016. Oh, those
BWL about you, Ghost Boy.
Oh my God! Oh, what a sad time.
They come a long way on that end. They come a long way.
Which is worse, the defense we endured those days? But we had the franchise quarterback or the inverse of where we currently are. Which one's worse?
Oh, right now, bro. It's no question. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Yes. Like it was stressful. But at least back then it was like, man, if the defense can at least be average,
we got
a chance. And we still had like those little runs, like, you know, that little 4 or 5 game stretch where it's like, oh, it kind of looking good. You know, Carmelo Anthony, like, okay. But then it just fall apart. Now it's just stressed the whole time, bro. Like,
the whole time. Cam W, appreciate you with the $1.99 super chat. So this is something I wanted to talk about. I didn't talk about it on the last episode we did. It came up in our Discord. The question was, who would you rather have? Tua with his contract or Derek Carr with his current contract?
Man, I go back and forth on that one every day.
I know my answer. I thought about it. I know my answer, though. Yo, Wolf.
What up?
I'm looking at you, man, and looking like you getting slimmer, man. And I'm noticing that I'm dropping some pounds. And the last time we did this Vertimax ad, we were a little heavier in our lives. And we can safely say that Vertimax is where you need to be to help improve your athletic performance.
No question, man. And look, if you know about Vertimax, you've seen guys like Alvin Kamara jump out the building. How do you think he does that? That's because of Vertimax. Drew Brees, the athleticism he's shown, shaking Falcons players, diving in the end zone. Ooh. It's Vertimax. So, I mean, Vertimax.com, you definitely should check that out, folks, because it's helping everybody.
With Vertimax, at Vertimax.com, you have the V8 platform, you have the Raptors. They're designed to enhance physical jump, agility, and power. It helps create more athleticism and gives you a foundation to be great at what you want to do. Go check it out at Vertimax.com, the V8s, the Vertimax Raptor, Vertimax.com. Check it out.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
I don't know, man. It's a tough one. But I lean towards just give me Tua. It might bite you in the ass. It might be you paying for quarterback purgatory. But I've seen more just last year. I've seen more from Tua. Yeah, you can say, oh, it's Mike McDaniels, blah 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 blah. I don't care. Derek Carr had how many goddamn coaches, offensive coordinators, all that? He had one season, not one season like Tua had last year. Not one. So I'm rolling with Tua. And I know what comes with it. I'm not blind. I'm not saying he's, you know, a top five quarterback or nothing like that. But I'm rolling with Tua. You know, money be damned. He had fun offense. I wish I had an offense to watch like that last year. Screw that.
I'd rather stick it out, bro.
Nah, bro.
I'd rather stick it out, bro.
And look, and at least people, players like Tua. Like, I would say what you want
to Tyler, but
his players like him. His players like him. Get Carr out of here, bro.
I know people are on me like, what? I understand it. My counterpoint, and I said in our Discord, is I'm getting Tua. I'm not getting Mike McDaniels and Tua.
I get it. I get it. At least there's a path. Like, I've seen him have prolific production. Is he a prolific quarterback? Don't know. You know, maybe not. But we've seen him have prolific production when you put the right piece in. It don't matter what you put around Carr. I don't care. It just don't matter.
I get my point is what Tua's currently getting paid. And I get that's the going rate of a
It's a lot of money, bro. It's a lot of money.
But at that price point, I need my quarterback to elevate the talent around it. Like, when we're in the playoffs and we're down 10 points, 17 points, can that guy go out in the second half, in the third, fourth quarter, and lead us back to victory? And as of right now,
I haven't seen that from him.
You can't say that for Tua. And no. If I'm paying, what, a $200 million, whatever it is, I would just take what is currently with Carr. The Saints can cut Carr at the end of this offseason. You going
right.
And that's on them for restructuring his contract. That's just how they do it. They could, in theory, had they not restructured his contract, they can cut him even though they restructured it. But had they not, at least you're like free of that. You're just but if Tua like end up just looking okay. I'm not, and people are like arguing to me like that all everything Tua can do. I completely understand who Tua Tagovailoa is as a quarterback. I get who he is. I'm just saying price point,
yeah,
what he's getting paid, and maybe he has something in him that
you
changes.
You agree he's better than Carr, but
yeah,
he's
absolutely.
But he's not 30 million more better than Carr. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
30 million more a year
no,
better than Carr. So
that's a lot of money for a salary cap, bro.
Yeah, man. I was thinking about that with Dak too. Dak Prescott.
Our dude, YouTube member Trey Town Mayer said, "I do not have love over Tua yet. I got to see it one more year." See, I'm different with that. Like I feel like even though he had a smaller stretch, and I know maybe the Cowboys game is a little, the playoff game is a little recency bias. But even against the 49ers, like, he made that one bad throw, but most of the game, bro, like, give me Jordan Love. Give me Jordan Love as of right now.
Small sample size, I get it, but you saw those little things, like, when it comes down to it, he can make those throws. Throws.
Shout out to our dude Demon Time Slime said, "We need to poach a running back, and can we get Michael Thomas back?" Absolutely. Yes and no. No way that's happening. Okay. So anyway, Rico Payton, I also think Rico Payton's position is safe. Like, they would be idiotic, in my opinion, to cut Rico Payton.
So Lattimore, Debo, Alante, Kool-Aid.
We got Ding
so five. So that'd be five CBs. They carry that.
Keep Rico. Rico. The Carr or Tua conversation, it wasn't about like the, it wasn't Saints related. It was just completely in a vacuum. Cause I think maybe some people were thinking it was Saints related. Take the Saints out of it. Take the Saints out of it. Like, we were just talking in a vacuum. All right. Let's see. We got to talk about the bad. Fuck, I can't stand Derek Carr, Ryan.
That tells
you how much that $30 million means, bro. I was watching this man in the warm-ups, and I was like, this nigga, fuck, mechanics are bad, bro. Every throw, late, behind, inaccurate, hospital ball.
Everyone, bro. Throw to Olave. There was that one that I think a 19-yarder to Olave over the middle. Everybody was like, oh, nice throw. But then the replay is like, Chris had to turn this way to get
sure
it.
Sure did. It was behind him.
Man, it's like, what is going on? It's like, oh, at the O-line, blah, blah. I don't want to hear it, bro. Like,
this is a great point. Trey Town Mayor just said, he said, one of my biggest fears is Olave starts giving less effort because Carr hospital balls. I mean, we saw it last season. That Bucks game. He was checked out. He was just like, nah, man. And his effort was bad. I don't know what I don't know how you watch that, how you see what you saw yesterday and think that might, like, it's a legit concern, bro. Cause like, at some point, you like, when he did that little, was it the rollout or the play where he, the,
yeah,
our dude Nick in the Discord said that man ran a semicircle, bro. This is what Clint Kubiak is going to have to coach. Like, this is what he's starting with.
Yeah. That's what he's going to work with, man. Like, run game, like I said, run game is crucial, bro. It is crucial. Keep Derek Carr passes to a minimum. It's going to be a lot of check downs. Just a lot of short passing. But that was the thing, even some of the short passes was off, bro. I'm like, come on, man. Like, man, hit your
Marquette,
back foot and let it go.
how you going to get yards after catch if you're constantly having to adjust? You can't.
Can't, bro. Saw it yesterday.
Can't. It was just maddening to see, bro. Just, and I didn't expect it to get better. Like we saw the training clips of how, I don't, anyway. Both backups, hashtag the agenda, and Jake Haener had rough games. Spencer Rattler fumbled. I don't know who the backup center was. Shane, like he,
Oh,
it was
God.
bad.
Woo. Shane
It was
LeMo, get this guy out of here.
no mo, get him
No
gone,
more.
gone.
Got to go.
They both looked bad. I felt like Rattler felt like he was pressing a little bit. He didn't get help from the offensive line or his receivers, but it did feel like he was pressing a bit. There, like, but if you go back, just like the couple, like he had a throw on the first drive, and it was like for like a 4 yard pass, and then the receiver was able to like move, turn up field and get a first down. Even Jay right next to me said, "Oh, there's a stark difference between Rattler and Carr." And I'm like, "Yes." Like it
You see
is
it.
tangible. Like it is obvious. And I know there was like people were like, "Well, the agenda's been dampered." I will say this. If people want to say the agenda's dampered, and it may be in theory, after what I saw in person from Derek Carr yesterday and his inaccuracy and his issues all he had, I would say there's even more reason. I know it's not going to happen. We're just talking hypothetical. It's even more reason because the thing, like at least in an offense like this, it's predicated on timing, it's predicated on accuracy, it's predicated on all those things to work harmoniously for it to be successful. The best person on the team that be in a that could do that is Mr. Rowler, even though his time is nowhere near coming. And Jake Haener had an awful game.
He did, man. He did. It was rough. It was rough. It was rough for both of them. Like you said, I thought Rattler was pressing. I thought he played fast, like too
Yes.
fast. Like I was like, bro, calm down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I didn't understand why he was just kind of, I don't know.
I
It
did.
was different from last week. I was just like, why, you know?
I did shout really loudly the agenda from the stands for, and it was on their side. I don't know if I got in his head, like, oh shit, it's happening. It's happening. Did I chase him, Ryan? Did I chase him out?
But I don't know. Hey, he's a rookie, And like you said, Jake Haener, he struggled too. It was just kind of a mess. It was just like the whole operations was a mess. So it kind of sucked because we was hoping, we was pushing for the agenda, wanted to see the two touchdown drive something, because he got a lot of time,
He
got a lot
did.
of time to play.
He did.
And it just kind of spiraled. It just kind of got worse and worse. Nobody was blocking. Nobody was catching the ball. It was just a mess. It was just a mess. So, we'll see. But then on
Was
defense.
gonna be QB? Who was QB2? That, I mean, we're talking about it. Like, I felt that after the game Rattler had, when Jake Haener went in, as long as he looked decent to okay, like it was gonna be his. But he came in, he looked even like he looked probably worse than Rattler did. Like there was that pass in the fourth quarter that should have been a pick six.
I don't know.
I don't know who QB2 is right now, bruh.
It's just something I, we went from 1 week. It was like, oh man, we got all these quarterbacks, and I was like, damn, I don't know who's gonna be two now. So I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. I think that the final preseason game gonna be interesting to see how that plays
It
out.
is.
And we got to talk about the defense. Got the Saints killer going against the Saints killer. No eyebrows, no hair. Boy was looking like Michael Vick out there, bro. Like, I was like, damn,
Nigga,
what is going on?
Every time that nigga made a play, bro, I was in my seat next to Jay. And this was me. This is the look I had. And she, like, looks at me. She just, like, dies. Just is, like, hysterically laughing. All the 49ers fans around me going crazy. And I'm just like, really? This is, like, it wasn't bad enough that we watched it on the Zoom when he was in Minnesota. This nigga was too. Now I get to see it in person. Oh, my. Oh, it's hot, right?
Just put clown suits on everybody. I mean, making throws. He put a dot. He dropped a dot on somebody. He threw that thing down. I'm like,
it was a beautiful
album. It's happening. What is going on right now?
This nigga becomes the offensive version of Ahmad Brooks when he played the second. Bro, like, what did we do to you, Josh? Leave us alone.
What did we do?
Can you talk? Our guy, though? Isaiah, bro, we gonna talk about?
That dude, man. I'm done with it, me. I'm done with it. I'm done with Foskett. Me and Dante, we like, yeah, like, bro, done with him. Done with it, man.
I do not know how they can justifiably have him make the 53-man roster. Like, maybe cut him and have him sign back as a practice squad player. I don't know how you can justifiably have him on the 53.
He would make the practice squad. I know people be like, oh, somebody will claim. Nobody claim him.
Nobody is coming for Isaiah Foskey right now. Nigga.
Why would anybody claim him to the 53? Why? He would make the practice squad. Trust me. I would want him on practice squad, bro. Get him out of here. Get him out of my face, boy. Out of my face. Like, Legolas, Lelelos, man, Lelemos is a better player. Like, come on now. Like, it's sad. And even Peyton Turner, I know Josh Dobbs put the clown suit on him, had him looking goofy out there. But goddamn, at least he was in the backfield doing something. I mean, damn, that's a baby step forward. Like, it's a baby step for Peyton Turner.
I think Peyton Turner has a role in the defense on the inside where he can get a little push, get a little pressure, a little here and there. He almost had like a sack. Man, Josh Dobbs almost walked himself into a fuck. Was that? Oh, that was on Peyton Turner, right? Or was this Fox? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't remember. I would just love to know if they kept Foskey on the team. And, like, to me, that is 100%. If he makes the team, it is 100% sucking fallacy costs.
Oh, 100%. 100%. No question about it. My question is, like, I would want to ask him, like, what is his path forward? Like,
what's his role on the team? What's his role on the defense?
Give me one thing. Like, give me one thing that I could say, okay, he could do this. Like, even Zach Bond played special teams. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me one thing that he could do, contribute to this team positively. Hey, I can't come up with nothing, bro. Nothing.
Isaiah Foskey, Charles Brown, Stanley Jones Baptiste, which was the worst Saints second round pick?
Oh, I mean, bad. Stanley Jones Baptiste, just take the cake, bro. Take the cake. Ain't nothing like that. Ain't nothing like when they selected him and they put on a Senior Bowl clip of him getting smoked.
Getting smoked, bro. Smoked.
But no, bro, like him, Foskett him up there. I mean, shit, Charles Brown, at least he started some games. You know, poor Robert Quinn just
Lord.
Sit there, man. Have anybody checked on Charles Brown lately? Like, is he okay? Is he okay?
I know I've told this.
That man career.
Career, bro. I know I've told this story before, but it was funny because we ended up going to like the same area, same pier. Like, this is how life is funny. When me and my ex-wife and my daughter at the time was like one. Yeah, was one. we went to San Francisco for the Saints 49ers divisional game. We went to, you know, an area in San Francisco, one of the piers. You get to see Alcatraz, blah, 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 blah. That's when I saw Charles Brown with this girl, and he was just out trying to, this was the night before the divisional game. So he's a backup. He's out with this girl, whatever. He's wearing like one thing that has a Florida Lee on it. One thing. And I knew who he was because I'm been a sicko. And I was like, "So Charles, who that?" And he just looked at me like you knew his secret identity, but like, you,
me on me.
before the preseason game in the morning, me, Jay, and my daughter went to that, and I hadn't been to that area since the night before the divisional game. And I told her the story and everything, and the Saints still lost to the 49ers, so the outcome was still the same. But life is funny that way. Life is funny that way. What else? I will say, switching back to the good really quickly, I don't know how consistent he's going to be, but Blake Groupie hitting that long field goal, I think it was a 51-yarder.
Yeah, 52.
That gave it a little because that's been on my radar, the mm-hmm. kicking games. Definitely been on my radar. Luckily, sounds like the injuries of Kool-Aid to Boyd. Neither of those appear serious.
Thank goodness.
What else? Anything else?
The juice, bro. The lack of juice on this offense. Yes. Mm. They, like, the pro scouting department need to be pulling up every player on all 31 other teams, every running back, wide receiver, half, you know, slasher, whatever you want to call them, and, like, put them in Excel screen.
Can we get Jason on the team? Can we get Frank?
Put them in an Excel sheet with their 40 time next to it, sort, filter. Sort order, you know, lowest to highest or whatever, and like, bro, they need some juice, bro. Need some juice, man. Even if it's somebody that plays, you know, 10 snaps, 15 snaps a game, that could just give some pop to this offense, bro. Like, because the holes are there. The holes will be there in the run game. But they just gonna need some, I know AK, but you still need somebody else to take care of that. Kendre, you can't depend on Kendre. You just can't.
Who?
I don't care. I don't care what they say. I don't care if they carry him on the roster or not. You can't depend on him. You know, if he comes through, fine. But you cannot depend on the kid. Can't do it.
I think he is going to make the team because in small bursts, you did see something from him last mm-hmm. season. Small. Let me catch him on the chat real quick. Demon Time Slime said, "I take Paul Kruger over Foskey."
Oh, man.
Let's see. Trey said, "Can we get somebody's backup quarterback turned rot receiver?" Blake Fairchild, "I'm late, but Pier 31 and the boat ride is dope." Yeah. Those piers down there in general, just cool as hell. And then Black Fairchild also said, "Where is the juice?" I can't say this, and I've said this in our Discord. I've said this on Twitter. The Saints backup plan. What was the Olave draft?
22.
Saints backup plan in 22 was either to trade up for Charles Cross, offensive tackle. If they couldn't get Charles Cross, it was Olave and Penning. That was plan B. And plan C was Jahan Dotson and Trey Smith. So now if you just had flipped Penning and Trey Smith and had Olave and Trey Smith, that draft looks completely different. I digress. It sounds like if you just are reading what the beat writers are reporting, just reading the tea leaves, that Jahan Dotson was drafted in the same first round that Chris Olave was drafted in, might be on his way out from the Commanders, probably a cut candidate. And I can say with some certainty that if he were to be cut, I do know that the Saints appear to be one of those teams that would put in a waiver for him. Now, I would say this. If you're already thinking about potentially putting a waiver in for Dotson and you already as a team think he's going to be cut, or I'd be calling Washington right now. Right now. Say, hey, what y'all want? If y'all gonna cut him anyway, a sixth?
Right.
A fifth?
Conditional seventh that could turn into a sixth or something. I don't know.
Something. Because I'm not even trying to say that Jahan Dotson is going to come in here and be a godsend, but I know at the very least he has juice. He's made some plays in the NFL, and he would help a receiver room that needs juice and needs more depth because it is parched out there, bro. It is parched.
Parched, bro. I'm like, damn, what is the little dude name? Byron Scott? What's the little running back name?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for the Eagles.
Is he still out there? Shit.
Byron Scott.
Boston Scott.
He might be somewhere, bro. You got to look for him. Justin said, what would it take to trade for Dawson Knox? I've been screaming to the Saints to try to trade for Dawson Knox for, like, this past offseason. I know that the Bills were open to trading him last offseason. I don't know where they stand this season because now they don't have a lot of wide receiver weapons. And so they may look at it is that we need to keep both Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox because our wide receiver room has regressed, you know, whether it be trading Diggs and what have you. So I don't, who that Chris said, Boston Scott is on the Rams. Oh, fucking of course. So they need juice, bro. It is crazy how I watch other teams playing the preseason. Jay Sean said, "Give me AJ Dillon. He would be way better than Jamal." Is he like? He's like a Packers backup, right? He's backing up Josh Jacobs right now, I believe, right? But I'm watching all these other teams play preseason and. Every running back I see, Ryan, got more juice than the Saints running backs have. Every single one of them, bro. Like you can make the case that maybe James Robinson should be getting some snaps from Jamal Williams because he had more points than Jamal Williams then.
Sure did. Little wiggle, too. He got a little wiggle to him.
And, like, we forget, right? These are, as Patrick Claibon said, like, these are players. These are humans. This man had tore his Achilles. He came back. He looked like he was done, and then he fully came back a year plus from his Achilles being torn, and now he looks more healthy. He has juice. It makes sense, but I just know that when cut downs happen, it's always going to be surprise cuts from all over the league, but whether it be tight end, wide receiver, running back, if this is the offense, the Derek Carr experience, and this, like, I get it's going to be deke and dunk, but you got to have some deke and dunk that maybe a 15-yard catch becomes a 40-yard reception.
Right.
It needs something, bro. It needs something.
It needs something because right now it's every – like all the air yards are the full yards. Like if you throw it to 7-yard pass, it's a 7-yard gain.
That's it.
10-yard – that's it. Like it's no extra to it. You know what I'm saying? So, man, we need some plug and play. We need some of that plug and play yards or something, man. It's because it's gonna be hard out here, bro.
And I don't know if he's available, and I don't think he is because it sounds like he's had a great training camp, and I don't think they would cut him if he did have a great training camp. But like, there was a point in time that it looked like Treylon Burks was like not gonna make the Titans like earlier this offseason. I think he's turned that around. Like, I don't care, bro. Like, I'm like you said. Whoever the pro scouts are, y'all getting overtime these next 3 weeks.
We're kicking UFL, USFL, whatever, everything.
I'll ask you this because there was a question that was asked on Twitter. If you could have, you could add juice to any four of these positions, running back, wide receiver, tight end, or O-line, where you adding juice? Just one.
Probably running back right now.
It makes sense because it's so crucial to the success of what Clint wants to do.
Right. Like I would love wide receiver, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if anybody can really come in and really change the dynamics that's going on right now. With running back, I think you can find somebody that could really help. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where I would go with it. But they need it, bro. Like they need some pop. We were screaming it all offseason. We were screaming it before the draft. Like it's been something they've needed.
And it also makes sense. And this team has been at times very bad at self-scouting. I will say this. The fact that had the Raiders not drafted Brock Bowers, the Saints would have drafted him. That tells me that, one, they were truly sticking to BPA. And two, it also tells me that they also felt that they needed a lot of juice as well.
Yep. Yep. He would have been nasty in that scheme, too.
Oh, Lord. Bro, that's like, if that was like just the core, bro, just you, Spencer and Brock Bowers of the future, bro, like, figure out O-line later. I don't fucking care. Like, just give me out some fun, please. Anyway, thank y'all for joining us. It was a little late, but had to travel back from the Bay Area this early this morning. I don't even know how I'm still up right now, but we wanted to make sure that we got this out and done for y'all. We appreciate y'all. Hopefully, if things go well, we'll see. If things go well, hopefully we can have our training camp, but also Saints season preview episode with ESPN's Captain Terrell. Hopefully if there's no, you know, things, no wrenches thrown zones in the plan, that would hopefully be on this upcoming Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Central time. So it's scheduled. So hopefully it can happen. So that every time KT comes on here and chat, you know, chops it up with us. It's a great time. So hopefully that happens. So that if it does happen on Wednesday, that's also going to be our Saints Titans preview episode. And then we'll be back on Sunday for the Zoom for the final preseason game. And then after that, we just waiting for football, bro. We just
on to the real deal then, baby. Woo!
Ooh, the
get answers.
The jokes are ready. One last question. After what you've seen, what you saw against the Niners, is your still your prediction in terms of how many games the Saints are going to win? Is that still sitting around anywhere between 7 to 9 wins?
Yeah, it's still about 7. Still holding on to 7.
7 just feels right, bro.
It just feels right, bro. Like defense, the profit defense. I don't know. It's just 7 just feels about right. Last week I was like, I don't know, man.
This nigga's looking like 5 wins, bro.
4 or 5, I don't know. Now I'm like, 7. 7 just feels like this team will hit about 7. We'll see though, bro. We're going to get answers. We're going to find out.
Can't wait. Cannot wait. Thank y'all for the support. Again, if you joined us late, if you're on YouTube, please like and subscribe. On the top of the chat, pinned for our dude Jordan Carlson and his family. Still raising funds for the kids' GoFundMe. His 4-year-old boy was diagnosed with leukemia last week. So we're still raising funds for him as a community. So if you join late, if you could just click on there. If you can donate, please donate. We will be back hopefully Wednesday with ESPN's Captain Terrell to preview the Saints season, close out her thoughts from training camp, get her thoughts of what is expected to come for the season, and talk about the Saints Titans preview. We'll be back Sunday for the Zoom. Join us, final preseason game. With that, we're out.
Peace.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. lights. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save